The Lord is with us, heart dwellers. Hope in the Lord. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Jesus, and he will direct your paths. I just want to take a moment and thank you so very much for supporting this ministry. We couldn't be here day after day if it weren't for your generous donations. Thank you so much, dear ones, and may the Lord increase you 100-fold and especially bless your time with him. I mentioned in passing to my husband, Jesus always wants to talk to me. It just came up and out of me so matter-of-factly that I surprised myself. How in the world do I know that? Well, he has told me. In fact, he wants to talk with all of you in just the same way. That's the entire purpose of our ministry, is to convince you of that, so you'll seek him until you find him, even in that same way. So the very first thing I heard when I sat down to listen was his kind voice. I do always want to talk with you. I love talking with you because you listen so intently. That's a wonderful thing, don't you think? Oh, yes, Lord, I'm really blessed by that. And I know I like it when people take me seriously and listen intently, because I rarely want to say anything. But when I do, it's important to me to get the point across. Yes, my love, he answered. And the thing I most want to communicate to you is my unconditional love. You are in a human body, subject to forces beyond your understanding, but not beyond my power to shut down. So there are times when you are tossed to and fro and buffeted. Then there are times in prayer when you dive deeper, and there you find the still waters and peace. Yet that's not an easy place to access. It is deeper and deeper, away from the turbulent ocean currents, away from the surface winds, away from the storms and hurricanes. Yes, I have called you deeper, and deep calls unto deep. This is the healing place. Even as the river of life do I impart to you and to all who come here, healing. Always ministering to the need of the moment. Always seeking to comfort an inflamed heart. Bringing balance to a wobbly heart. Yes, I can do even that, if you're willing. This world is an ocean swirling with fragmenting currents, riptides pulling you every which way until what is left of you seems like a mere skeleton of what was, washed out, thrown up on the beach to wither and die. When you come to the river of life flowing in my heart, I restore the good. I replenish your vitality and will to follow me. I restore ruined homesteads in your heart, places left abandoned. Even now I'm imparting peace to you about those failures you so deeply grieve over. Even now, my love, I'm washing over you with my peace, because you are mine and the world takes its toll on you. The enemy goes for the jugular, Claire. Any way to bring you down into sorrow and distress. They're masterful at this, and those in the world without me suffer terribly. But my own I restore beside fresh, still waters and rich pastures. Don't fall into distress when you feel empty. That's the perfect opportunity for me to fill you with rich fare. While the world drains you of life, I restore it abundantly. And I think the Lord was saying this because some things came up about my children today, and I was dealing with some really painful feelings. He continued, "You don't have to worry about your children. I have already made provision for them. When the enemy tries to drag you into despair, I assure you, they are in the palm of my hand. And I have not forgotten them. You have labored for me, Claire. Shall I not labor for you? Do not allow the enemy to sow distressing feelings about them. I have so much good planned for them, and their lives are not lost to me. No, not at all. Even now, they're pursuing the course I laid out for them. Daughter, do not grieve. I am still in control. I know how your heart breaks, but I see the beginning and ending of all things. And I tell you now, they will all be with you in heaven. No more misunderstanding, no more alienation, no more lies and corruption. No. I shall restore them to you in perfection, and they will attain to the pinnacle of what I created them to be. Do you trust me, Claire? Do you? Lord, I don't know what's taken hold of my heart, but I truly grieve over them in this world. It feels so very hopeless to me. He continued, yes, if you see as the world sees, it is quite hopeless. But you must see with new eyes the vision I have for them. And just as you were wrapped in darkness before you came to me, they have their own darkness. And just as I brought you to the light, and out of the tomb of your sins, shall I do with them? This is a question. Do you trust me, Claire? Lord, I trust you with my intellect, but my heart is still quite heavy. How do I make the two agree? Trust me. Breathe in deeply from the wellsprings of my love for you, Claire, and then release them to me, saying, Jesus, I trust in you. I took a deep breath and said, Jesus, I trust in you. I renounce fear, pride in my own way, and take up deep draughts of your love, which has never failed me. And as that reality hit me, tears started streaming from my eyes. He captured them in a large crystal flask that was nearly full to the brim and replied, they are beautiful children and have been imprinted from an early age with your love. When all is said and done, there is still that foundation of love that you laid and your love for me. This shall not fail to have an impact on them. So now I want you to put them in my capable hands and trust me to perfect them. I assure you, even now, they are following their appointed course and will find their remedy in me at just the right time. Wow, Lord, where did this sorrow come from? It was a spiritual attack to stop you from ministry, but it didn't succeed. In fact, all the things you're now suffering are quite universal to almost all heart dwellers. It's a rare thing indeed when a child adheres to the right path. The influence of the world is so very strong. But nature will run its course, and when the time is right, I will catch the ripe fruit as it drops from the tree, and it will be sweet. You have no idea how many heart dwellers find themselves in the throes of sorrow over the same things you are dealing with. But I am here to assure all of you, my grace shall not return to me void. The very day you gave your lives to me, I began working on your children. Even before that day, I had my eye on them and could see the bent of their souls. When I said that Satan goes for the jugular, I mean his minions know where to place the sucker punch. And you all suffer grief over your children, asking if you did the right thing, grieving over your mistakes, wondering if there's still hope for them. May I say the accusers stand beside you, thrusting your hearts through with all manner of lies about them? And I am here to remove the lance and restore the wounds with the balm of faith in my goodness and mercy. Even now your suffering is backing up the harvest of souls, and their turn is coming. Many of you have labored for me tirelessly, praying, fasting, serving, and doing your very best as a parent while you watched your children walk off into the world. Even those of you who had the best resources and intentions have witnessed this tragedy. But you see, I am with you and your children in a way you will never understand until heaven. Indeed, when you see how I am accompanying them, you will exclaim, "Oh Lord, why did I worry and fret so?" And I will answer you gently, "Because you didn't see what I see. But now you know, I had my hand on them the whole time and never let them go." So don't allow the devils to come and torment you over their destiny. It is with me. I want you to reflect that trust in your dealings with them. Do not add to their burdens of guilt, which you can be sure the devils taunt them with in an effort to alienate you from them. Rather, show them my unconditional love. Let them see me through you. This will remove any obstacles of mistrust and fear they may be struggling with and foster good relations with them. You do not have to approve of their sin. Neither do you need to attack them for it. They already know the difference between right and wrong, what you approve and what you do not approve. This is enough to convict them. But by your quiet, unconditional love, you show them the way to the kingdom. When the time is ripe and they are fully sated with the world, then they will seek the living waters you bathed them in as a child. It will catch up to them. In the meantime, no matter how far they go into the darkness, rest assured, I am with them. And while many of you grieve over your mistakes, I'm here to tell you that even those have been used to form good character in them. It is amazing, really, how the enemy can take even the best parents and make them feel like reprobates. But while you did your best and even failed, I knew how to turn the effects around to produce good in their souls. Many of you who worry are placing way too much emphasis on what you can do and far too little emphasis on what I can do and have done in their lives. Not to mention what is yet to come, for I have life, not death, planned for them. I'm trying to fortify you, heart dwellers. There are many assignments of condemnation going out to you, even as we speak, and I am preparing you ahead of time to stand in faith that you are forgiven for your errors and I will bring good out of them. Do not allow the enemy to place the blame of their own free will decisions on you. Understand that free will allows them to choose right or wrong. Even as I found many of you in a pit of sin and brought you to the light, I will do the same with your children. I have promised it. You and your whole household will be saved. The mystery of grace is at work here, and your best possible response is simply, "Jesus, I trust in you." Trust and flourish. Your children are my work now. Rejoice, my brides. Indeed, I come for you soon.